This is VOA News 6 Thirds.
I'm Laurel Bowman. World Health Organization investigators are starting their work in determining the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic after completing a two-week quarantine Thursday in Wuhan, China, where the virus was detected first. China, which for months rejected calls for an international probe, has pledged adequate access for the researchers. The team is expected to spend several weeks interviewing people from research institutes, hospitals, and a market link to many of the first cases. The WHO has said the purpose of the mission is not to assign blame for the pandemic, but to figure out how it started in order to better prevent and combat future outbreaks of the disease. Worldwide, the coronavirus has infected more than 100 million people, killing about 2.1 million, with more than 420,000 deaths here in the United States. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government would be imposing tougher COVID-19 border restrictions. Johnson told Parliament that British citizens and residents returning home from a list of about 30 countries deemed as high risk will be required to isolate and government-provided accommodation for 10 days without exception. Johnson said he is taking the action to prevent the risk of vaccine-busting new coronavirus variants entering the country. Johnson also said that British public school classes would remain online until at least March 8th. British schools have been closed since January 5th, when the country was locked down. The death toll in Britain from the coronavirus pandemic passed 1,000 people this week. And Tanzania's president is warning his health ministry against rushing to adopt COVID-19 vaccines developed by Western countries, suggesting the vaccines may not be safe or effective. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a series of actions to combat climate change, saying his team will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is directing government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electricity and clean zero-emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. Biden is planning for the U.S. to host a summit of climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. U.S. security officials warn that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across America. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol in Washington to target elected officials and government facilities. On Monday, the U.S. Army announced it will be keeping about 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Joe Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, the impeachment trial for Trump, and the annual March for Life. The White House also has expressed concern about domestic extremism, announcing last Friday it had requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies stemming from the siege of the U.S. Capitol. The United States indicted three members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, accusing them of conspiring to storm the U.S. Capitol in a bid to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's electoral victory. The indictment alleges that Jessica Marie Watkins, Donovan Ray Kral, both of Ohio, and Thomas Caldwell of Virginia conspired as far back as November to obstruct Congress. None of the three has entered a plea in the case. And top U.S. diplomat Anthony Blinken has signaled that U.S. sanctions on Iran will remain in place for some time as Washington waits to see if Tehran verifiably stops violating a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers before potentially rejoining the deal that the prior U.S. administration quit. For more on these, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.